the noblest husband. Concerning wives, the Prophet, PBUH, said to husbands, "Women are the counterparts of men. The most perfect of believers in faith are those who are most nobly mannered, and the best of you are those who are the most mannerly towards their wives. The best of you is he who is best to his wife, and I am the best of you to my wife." The Prophet, peace be upon him, shared his life with women, honored them, protected them, helped them, consulted them, listened to them, laughed with them, and even played with them and said, "Everything with which a Muslim man amuses himself is vain, except his shooting with his bow, his training of his horse, and his playing with his wife, for they are among what is right." Lady Aisha narrated, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, raced me, and I outstripped him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, had another race with his wife, but this time he, peace be upon him, outstripped her." She said, "When I became fleshy, I raced him, again, and he, peace be upon him, outstripped me, saying, 'This makes up for that.' On a feast day, the Prophet, peace be upon him, stood at the door of Lady Aisha's house while some Abyssinians, Ethiopians, were playing with their spears in the masjid, screening his wife with his garment and lowering his shoulders to enable her to see their display. She kept watching until she was content." Lady Aisha narrated, "It was a feast day, when Africans would play with leather shields and spears. Either I requested from the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, or he, peace be upon him, himself asked me whether I would like to see the display. I replied in the affirmative. He, peace be upon him, made me stand behind him, my cheek touching his cheek. He, peace be upon him, was saying, 'Carry on, O Banu Arfida.' When I became bored, he, peace be upon him, asked me, 'Had you enough?' I said, 'Yes.' So he, peace be upon him, asked me to leave. The Prophet, peace be upon him, did not belittle the special world of woman, her tales, interests, likes and dislikes, and the way she sometimes gets attached to certain possessions, perhaps a necklace." Lady Aisha narrated, "We set out with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, on one of his journeys. When we were at Al Bayda or Dachal Jish, a necklace of mine was broken and lost. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, stayed there to search for it, and people stayed with him. They were not at a place of water, nor did they have any water with them. The people went to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, my father, and said, 'Do you not see what Aisha has done? She made the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and the people stay where there is no water, nor do they have water with them.' Abu Bakr came while the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, was sleeping with his head reclining on my thigh. He said, 'To me, you have detained the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and the people where there is no water, nor do they have water with them.' Abu Bakr admonished me and said what Allah wished him to say. He started to jab me in my flank with his hand. The only thing that prevented me from stirring, because of pain, was the position of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, on my thigh. When the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, woke up at dawn, there was no water. Consequently, Allah revealed the ayah of Tayammum. 1 Usaid bin Hudair said, 'This is not the first of your blessings, O family of Abu Bakr.' Then we made the camel on which I was riding get up and found the necklace under it. At home, the Prophet, peace be upon him, was not the kind of husband who would sit and have everything done for him. His helping hand was there supporting the hands of the women, giving fodder to the animals, milking the sheep, sweeping the house, mending his shoes, patching his garment, buying things from the marketplace, and serving his family." Lady Aisha was asked, "What did the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to do in his house?" She replied, "He, peace be upon him, used to be in the service of his family, and when the time for Salah came, he, peace be upon him, would go out to Salah." Lady Aisha was asked about what the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to do in his house, and she replied, "He, peace be upon him, was one of the humans. He, peace be upon him, used to clean his garment, milk his sheep, and serve himself." One she also said, "He, peace be upon him, used to stitch his garment, mend his shoes, and do what men usually do at their homes. At home, the Prophet, peace be upon him, was affectionate and spoke the language of affection and mercy that must exist between spouses." Lady Aisha narrated, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, came to me to kiss me, So I said to him, O Messenger of Allah, I am fasting. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said to me, and I am fasting. Then he, peace be upon him, kissed me. At home, the Prophet, peace be upon him, was willing to talk and listen to his wives, and in a life burdened with responsibilities, still he, peace be upon him, dedicated some time to his wives. Ibn Abbas narrated. I stayed overnight at the house of my aunt Maymunah. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, talked with his wife for an hour, and then he, peace be upon him, lay down. Lady Aisha narrated. The Prophet, peace be upon him, used to offer a two-raka prayer, at dawn, and then if I was awake, he, peace be upon him, would talk to me, otherwise, he, peace be upon him, would lie down. Closeness and familiarity made the Prophet, peace be upon him, understand his wives. Through a few words he, peace be upon him, could easily decipher their feelings. In a mild reproach he, peace be upon him, once said. As Lady Aisha narrated, I know when you are pleased with me and when you are angry with me. Aisha asked, how do you know that? He, peace be upon him, said, when you are pleased with me. You say, no, by the Lord of Muhammad, and when you are angry with me, you say, no, by the Lord of Ibrahim, Abraham. Aisha said, yes, but by Allah, O Messenger of Allah, I leave nothing but your name. He, peace be upon him, not only listened to the opinions of his wives, but followed their counsel at times of crisis, as happened in the year of Al-Hudaybiyah. Muslims came a long way, driving their sacrificial animals. Hopeful to visit the Kaaba, but they were inhibited from entering Al-Masjid Al-Haram, the sacred mosque, and performing Umrah, minor pilgrimage, an aggression that deeply grieved them. After negotiations, the Hudaybiyah Treaty was concluded, in which the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, agreed with the infidels of Quraysh that he, peace be upon him, and his companions would perform Umrah, but not until the next year. Umar narrated. When the writing down of the treaty was concluded, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said to his companions, get up, slaughter your sacrifices, and then get your head shaved. By Allah, none of them got up. The Prophet, peace be upon him, repeated his order three times, and when none of them got up, he, peace be upon him, went to Salama and told her about the attitude of the people he, peace be upon him, encountered. Salama said, O Prophet of Allah, do you want that, i.e., your order to be carried out? Go out and do not say a word to any of them until you have slaughtered your sacrifice, called your barber, and shaved your head. The Prophet, peace be upon him, went out and did not talk to any of them until he, peace be upon him, had done that. He, peace be upon him, slaughtered his sacrifice and called his barber, who shaved his head. Seeing that, the companions got up, slaughtered their sacrifices, and started shaving the heads of one another. At home, the Prophet, peace be upon him, had unwavering trust and confidence in his wives. He, peace be upon him, forbade husbands from behaving with distrust towards their wives, spying on them, or looking for their lapses. Jabir bin Abdullah said, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, forbade that a man should come to his family unexpectedly at night, doubting their fidelity and looking for their lapses. Anas bin Malik said, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, would not come, back from a journey, to his wives at night. He would return to them in the morning or at evening. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, when any one of you is away, from his house, for a long time, he should not return to his wife at night. He, peace be upon him, taught that mutual trust built between spouses through living together entails support of each other during hard times. When Ubay bin Salul spread a vicious story, slandering the Prophet's wife, Lady Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, the Prophet, peace be upon him, stood on the pulpit and defended his wife, saying, by Allah, I know nothing except good about my family. And they have mentioned, blamed, a man of whom I know nothing but good, and he has never visited my family except with me. At home, the Prophet, peace be upon him, was forgiving and patient. He, peace be upon him, excused moments of anger in marital life and allowed giving vent to feelings. Umar narrated. I once shouted at my wife and she retorted upon me. I disliked that she should answer me back. She said, why do you take it ill that I retort upon you? By Allah, The wives of the prophet, peace be upon him, retort upon him. Some of them desert him for the whole day until night. What she said scared me. I said to her, whoever does so among them has failed. Then I dressed myself and went to my daughter, Hafsa, and asked her, O Hafsa, do any of you keep the prophet, peace be upon him, angry all day long until night? She said, yes. I said, you have failed and you are ruined. Are you secure against Allah getting angry for the anger of his messenger, peace be upon him, and you be ruined? Do not ask much of the prophet, do not retort upon him for anything, and do not desert him. Demand from me whatever you like. Anuman bin Bashir narrated. Abu Bakr came asking the permission of the prophet, peace be upon him, to enter when he heard Aisha speaking to the messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, in a loud voice. He was given permission. He entered and said, O daughter of Umruman. And he seized her, to slap her, are you raising your voice to the messenger of Allah? The prophet, peace be upon him, interposed himself between her and Abu Bakr. When Abu Bakr went away, the prophet, peace be upon him, started to soothe her saying, can you not see that I came between the man and you? Abu Bakr then came and asked permission to come in and found the prophet, peace be upon him, trying to make her laugh. He was given permission and he entered. Abu Bakr said to him, O messenger of Allah, make me share in your peace as you made me share in your fight. At home, like any other home, there were times of discord, but the husband there was not like any other husband. He, peace be upon him, was the man whom Almighty Allah praised, saying, and indeed, you are of great moral character. He, peace be upon him, taught, through his good behavior and blessed guidance, how marital discord should be quietly and nobly solved. Allah you says, if you fear a breach between the two, the man and his wife, appoint an arbitrator from his family and an arbitrator from her family. If they both wish for peace, Allah will cause their reconciliation. A disagreement happened between the prophet, peace be upon him, and Lady Aisha, so he, peace be upon him, said to her, whom do you accept, as a conciliator, between me and you? Do you accept Umar? She said, I will never accept Umar. Umar is tough. He, peace be upon him, said, do you accept your father between me and you? She said, yes. The messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, sent for Abu Bakr. When he arrived, the messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, shall you speak or shall I speak? She said, you speak and say nothing but the truth. Upon saying this, Abu Bakr lifted his hand and slapped her nose. Aisha ran away from him and sought protection behind the prophet's back, until the messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said to him, I adjure you to leave. We did not call you for this. After he left, Aisha rose, so the messenger, peace be upon him, said to her, come close to me, but she refused. He, peace be upon him, smiled and said, a while ago you were adhering close to my back, dash alluding to her seeking protection behind his back in fear of her father's beating of her. When Abu Bakr returned, he found them laughing, so he said, make me share in your peace as you made me share your path. At home, jealousy aroused, which is only natural, especially if the husband was the greatest and noblest of men. The messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, asked, what is wrong with you, Aisha? Do you feel jealous? She said, how can it be that someone like me does not feel jealous over someone like you? But jealousy never found a wiser healer. Safiya, may Allah be pleased with her, once learned that Hafsa, may Allah be pleased with her, said, about her, the daughter of a Jew, which made her cry. The Prophet, peace be upon him, came to her while she was crying and asked, what makes you cry? She said, Hafsa said to me that I am a daughter of a Jew. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, indeed, you are the daughter of a prophet, Aaron R., and indeed your uncle is a prophet, Moses, and indeed you are the wife of a prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him. So what does she have over you to boast about? Then he, peace be upon him, said, fear Allah, O Hafsa. At home, there were 9 wives whom the prophet, peace be upon him, should look after, protect, and provide for, and sometimes they asked him for more. Jabir bin Abdullah narrated. Abu Bakr and Umar sought permission to visit the messenger of Allah and found him, peace be upon him, sitting sadly and silently with his wives around him. Abu Bakr said, I shall say something to make the prophet, peace be upon him, laugh, so he said, O Messenger of Allah, I wish you had seen the daughter of Khurija. She asked me for, more, financial support. So I got up and hit her on her neck. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, smiled and said, They are around me as you see, asking me for, more, financial support. Upon that, Abu Bakr got up to hit Aisha on her neck, and Umar got up to hit Hafsa on her neck. Both of them saying, You are asking the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, for that which he, peace be upon him, does not have. They said, By Allah, we will never ask the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, for anything that he, peace be upon him, does not have. Then he, peace be upon him, withdrew from them for a month or 29 days, after which the following ayahs were revealed to him, O Prophet! Say to your wives, If you desire the life of this world and its glitter, then come. I will make a provision for you and set you free in a handsome manner. But if you desire Allah and His Messenger, and the home of the hereafter, then verily, Allah has prepared for the doers of good among you an enormous reward. He, peace be upon him, started with Aisha and said, O Aisha, I want to propound to you a matter. I would like you not to hasten in it until you consult your parents. She said, What is it, O Messenger of Allah? He, peace be upon him, recited to her the ayah, to which she replied, About you, O Messenger of Allah, shall I consult my parents? Nay, I choose Allah, His Messenger, and the home of the hereafter, but I ask you not to tell any of your wives what I have said. He, peace be upon him, said, Any woman of them who asks me I shall tell her. Allah did not send me to make things hard, or look for, people's, lapses, but He has sent me as a teacher who makes things easy. At home, there was the teacher of all mankind, peace be upon him, and the mothers of all believers, may Allah be pleased with them, who faithfully transmitted every breath, thought, word, and deed of the universal prophet. Salama said, When the Adhan, call, of the Maghrib, sunset, prayer is announced, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, taught me to say, O Allah, this is your night coming, your day going, and the voices of your summoners, calling for prayer, so forgive me. Salama said, The Prophet, peace be upon him, never went out of my house without raising his eyes to the sky and saying, O Allah, I seek refuge in you lest I stray or be led astray, or slip or be made to slip, or oppress or be oppressed, or act ignorantly or be treated ignorantly. Lady Aisha said, The Prophet, peace be upon him, used to say while bowing and prostrating himself, Glory be to you, O Allah, our Lord, and yours is the praise. O Allah, forgive me. Lady Aisha said, I know how the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to say Talbiyah, Here I am at your service O Allah. Here I am. Here I am at your service, you have no partner, here I am. Yours alone is all praise and all bounty. Lady Aisha said, When he, peace be upon him, rose at night, he, peace be upon him, would open his salah, by saying, O Allah, Lord of Jibril, Gabriel, Mikhail, Michael, and Israfil, the creator of the heavens and the earth. All knower of the unseen and the seen. You will judge between your slaves and that wherein they used to differ. Guide me, by your leave, to the truth of that wherein they differed. Verily, you guide whom you will to a straight path. Lady Juraya narrated that one day the Prophet, peace be upon him, left her room in the morning for the Subh, dawn, prayer while she was in her place of worship. He, peace be upon him, came back in the forenoon, and she was still sitting there. The Prophet, peace be upon him, asked her, Have you been in the same state since I left you? She said, Yes. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, After I left you I said four words three times. If they were to be weighed against what you have said since morning, they would outweigh them. Glory be to Allah and His is the praise as many as His creations and His good pleasure and the weight of His throne and the ink of His words. Habibah said I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, say, any Muslim servant who voluntarily offers 12 rakahs every day, other than the obligatory ones, for the sake of Allah, Allah will surely build for them a house in paradise, or a house will be built for them in paradise. Habibah added, I have kept on offering them ever since. Lady Maymunah said, When the Prophet, peace be upon him, prostrated himself, if a lantern wanted to pass between his arms, it could pass. Lady Maymunah said, when the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, prostrated himself, he, peace be upon him, spread his arms, i.e. he, peace be upon him, separated them, to the extent that the whiteness of his armpits could be seen from behind him. When he, peace be upon him, sat, during Salah, he, peace be upon him, rested on his left thigh. Lady Hafsa said, when the muezzin, caller for prayer, fell silent after announcing the adhan of Subh prayer and morning dawned, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, would offer two short rakahs before the call to the commencement of the prayer. Lady Hafsa said, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to place his right hand under his right cheek whenever he, peace be upon him, went to sleep. And he, peace be upon him, used to observe fasting on Mondays and Thursdays. Three blessings. Speaking about the three superb blessings in his worldly life, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, made beloved to me from your world are women and perfume, and the apple of my eye is made to be in Salah. The Prophet, peace be upon him, first dedicated his love to women, whom he, peace be upon him, regarded as his home in this world and his companions in the hereafter. Such was the value and loyalty he, peace be upon him, attached to women. Then he, peace be upon him, gently mentioned fragrance, something as soft and delicate as women, which he, peace be upon him, loved to put on while inviting people to Allah's path, and was the only thing he, peace be upon him, allowed himself of worldly goods. As for the apple of his eye, it was the long hours he, peace be upon him, stood praying to the Lord of existence.